to Cincinnati Edition on 91.7 WVXU. I'm Michael Monks. A University of Cincinnati cardiologist wants to empower communities that have taken a big hit during the COVID-19 pandemic, and he thinks a smartphone app could help. The goal is to create an app to deliver COVID-19 information tailored to Black communities, providing information on COVID-19 testing sites, self-screening, and providing resources on testing, general health information, and how to access a healthcare center if necessary. I spoke earlier with University of Cincinnati College of Medicine Assistant Professor and UC Health Cardiologist, Dr. Donald Lynch. Here's our interview. And joining us now is Dr. Donald Lynch. He's an assistant professor at the University of Cincinnati College of Medicine and also a cardiologist with UC Health. Dr. Lynch, thank you for being with us.
Thank you guys for having me.
So you have this new app, and I'm curious about your motivations, why you thought this was needed to specifically help the Black community get health information.
So as a clinician, I've, both directly interacting with patients as well as following some of the communities on social media, looking at the questions that come across, there's a lot of misinformation, incorrect information out there. But at the same time, there's a lot of valuable information that I think is validated and really needs to be what is accessible to the public. Early on with the pandemic, we noticed that there were communities that were disproportionately affected by the pandemic, both in terms of, ending up positive for the disease, but also having more severe outcomes as a result of COVID-19. And particularly the African-American community here in Cincinnati, as well as other communities across the U.S., they had rates that were or as high as three times that of non-Blacks. And similarly, the Latino community was affected as well. And so we brainstormed and felt that we really need to develop an intervention that would be able to tackle some of these issues.
So what's the progress on the app so far? I think when we first got wind of this, when Artana Weingartner here at WVXU profiled this story earlier this month, it was in development.
Yeah, so we're still moving along. These things tend to take a bit. We're still moving along in terms of actually identifying members of the focus group that will help us develop from the community to look for what gaps remain in terms of questions, specifically for COVID-19, but other cardiovascular risk factors as well. So we've had some initial discussions with some of the stakeholder groups within the community, and we hope to, continue those. And then over the next 1 to 3 months, our plan is that we'll have at least a beta form of the app that we'll be able to recruit other members from the community that will be able to test and make sure that it's functional.
We're talking with Dr. Donald Lynch. He's an assistant professor at the UC College of Medicine. He's also a cardiologist with UC Health. We're talking about his plans to put out a new app to help get information related to health to the Black community. And Dr. Lynch, we've seen the percentage of cases of COVID-19 across Ohio involving African-American patients exceed the percentage of African-Americans as a portion of the population in the state. I think as of October 30th, which is where we have some data available, 16.5% of the state's COVID-19 patient case had been African-American. And Black people make up only 14% of the population. What type of information about COVID-19 specifically do you think is lacking in the Black community here?
So I think as physicians, we have ready access to the most up-to-date information. And so I think that's a good question to pose. What information do we feel is lacking? And I think that's why these focus groups are, and as well as having community groups of people from around Cincinnati and in the areas surrounding Cincinnati to answer specifically what gaps are missing. Just from talking with patients, I know there's a lot of concern as to, how to best prevent COVID-19, when and where they should get testing. And then there's some questions in regards to if they require treatment at what point, and if they need to go to a hospital to be further evaluated. So I think, just from talking with patients in my clinic, those are some of the initial questions, but I suspect that there's a lot more questions within the community that really don't make it through any of the established avenues by which physicians typically have access to questions from our patient population.
And so because the pandemic is really the catalyst for exploring this, the creation of this app, what type of health situations, health concerns do you think are prevalent enough in the Black community or maybe just in the community at large that Black people need to be more aware of that would make this an app worth having when, oh goodness, let there be such a thing, a day on the other side of the COVID-19 pandemic?
Yeah, I mean, there's always a question as to how durable the app is and, you know, the versatility. I think the most important thing to me as a cardiologist is I've also, the pandemic has highlighted that patients with either unrecognized cardiovascular disease, cardiovascular risk factors such as high blood pressure or diabetes or even having lung disease or, you know, ongoing smoking, those patients are at higher risk for adverse outcomes with COVID or having a worse outcome, I should say. And the problem is that we realize that even patients that have these diseases and know that they're being treated perhaps for those diseases are not necessarily always under control. And this kind of goes along with, you know, some of my work in my first years here as a faculty member. I volunteered a lot for the health fairs in the community at the health fair, at the Health Expo and the Black Primary Union. And we had, you know, perhaps 34% of our patients that actually had high blood pressure. And a majority of them, I would say around 50%, were not optimally controlled. So I think this app is going to be helpful, not just for COVID, but it will also help us in terms of, you know, addressing the number one killer of Americans, including here in Ohio, which is cardiovascular disease.
We're talking with Donald Lynch, an assistant professor at the University of Cincinnati College of Medicine. He's a cardiologist at UC Health, and he is working on a new app to deliver health information targeting the Black communities, working with public health researchers at Georgia Southern University and Washington University in St. Louis. The study is to last a year, in which a smartphone app is designed based on these conversations with focus groups in those three cities where the universities are, Cincinnati, St. Louis, and Statesboro, Georgia. So let's talk a little bit about what the research entails. So take us onto the research side of things and what types of questions these focus group members, participants are being asked.
Excellent. So we kind of touched base with some of the initial questions. And so initially what we want to do is we want to find out what information there is about health conditions and how the community accesses care as well as prevention measures. And specifically for COVID, we want to figure out how members of the community find that information about coronavirus or COVID-19, and then probe further to figure out how do they use this information, and is there additional information they'd like to receive. More importantly, we want to ask the community members how satisfied they are with the information they've received thus far, if there's ways in which we can improve it, or if there's information that's missing or gaps in the information that's actually available to the community at large. And we want to answer if there's important issues of concern regarding COVID-19's impact on the community and how they specifically have impacted the community and neighborhoods as well. We certainly want to address, you know, vaccination and what the considerations as to whether members of the community would consider vaccination for COVID-19 once we have approved therapies. And then we'll answer a couple of the specific questions regarding the device and the app itself, if there are privacy concerns, things that we need to avoid, and any functionality issues. We know that, you know, certainly there's a lot of information regarding tracking and contact tracing. And so we know that that's likely to be one of the things to come up. But I think these will be our initial questions, and then there'll be, you know, some further input in regards to the app design itself and making it something that people really want to use. And that'll also help us to implement some of the prevention measures that have been fairly well validated.
Well, Dr. Lynch, let me ask you, you're a cardiologist and a researcher, but this is research that's specifically related to developing an app. So there's a certain technological component, obviously, to this. I'm wondering if that has been an adjustment for you in the way that you conduct research and if you're learning anything new in this process.
That's an excellent question, actually. So I am a physician scientist, and most of the research portion of my life is done at the bench, and so doing work with thrombosis, which obviously has been a part of COVID-19. But this has been quite a shift, but complementary, I think. As physician scientists, we have to make sure that the work that we do actually is can be implemented within the community. And a lot of the things that have been found at the bench are not really available to provide a greater good to the community itself. In terms of personally how, you know, a team is really the true way to approach any tough research question or research project. I have an incredible team. Dr. Kelly Harris has done a phenomenal amount of work with population and community-based research down in St. Louis, a lot of it in regards to dealing with asthma and underserved populations. Dr. Talisha Mayo-Gamble has done incredible work over the course of her career at Meharry and Vanderbilt, as well as, you know, during her tenure at Statesboro. And she's really done a lot with chronic health conditions and a lot in terms of public health. And so for me personally, I've learned a lot from them, who I actually met through one of the NHLBI-sponsored programs known as the PRIDE program that I attended down in Augusta, Georgia over the last 2 years. So this has been a great experience, and I hope that it'll be very helpful to the community.
Dr. Donald Lynch is an assistant professor at the University of Cincinnati College of Medicine. He's also a cardiologist with UC Health. Dr. Lynch, thank you so much for the time you spent with us. Good luck to you and your fellow researchers on the development of this app. We'll look forward to talking about it again. And you've been listening to Cincinnati Edition on 91.7 WVXU. The producer of today's show is Selena Reeder. The technical director is Josh Elstro. Our theme music is composed by Rob Fetters. You can find archives of our program online at WVXU.org. I'm Michael Monks. After the arrest of a third member of Cincinnati City Council on federal corruption charges, a local law professor wrote an op-ed arguing P.G. Sittenfeld's case is different. He views it as prosecutorial overreach. We'll talk about why and how a social worker within the Cincinnati Police Department spearheaded a program to assist crime victims and build relationships. Tomorrow at noon on Cincinnati Edition on 91.7 WVXU.